Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The trial between the city of Eureka and Floyd and Betty Squires began today in Humboldt Superior Court. The city filed a lawsuit against the Squires, alleging that the 26 properties they own in the city are in a state of continual disrepair and contain numerous code violations which pose significant threats to health and safety. Six of those properties were placed in receivership in September of last year after hearing evidence from the city of Eureka that the conditions of the property constitutes substantial endangerment to the general public. Judge Dale Reinholdson is the presiding judge in the trial, and proceedings began at 9 o'clock this morning. Eureka police arrested a San Diego resident, Michael Marino, last night after he stole a car from a local dealership and then led police on a high-speed chase through the streets of Eureka onto Highway 101 southbound before finally being stopped and arrested. Witnesses reported that Marino took a car from the dealership on a test drive, and while out with a sales representative, he asked to see the engine. While stopped, Marino then jumped into the vehicle and sped off in a 2007 Lexus. A patrol officer spotted Marino driving near Wabash and attempted an enforcement stop, but Marino fled, reaching speeds in excess of 80 miles per hour on Broadway, before officers lost sight of the vehicle near Hookton Road. A sheriff's deputy then spotted Marino heading south on the 101 and was joined in the pursuit by a CHP officer, reaching speeds over 100 miles an hour. A spike strip was laid down near Kenmar, and Marino was forced to stop near Chapman's Gem and Mineral Store. Marino was arrested and booked on several felony charges, and bail was set at $300,000. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 2700 block of O Street yesterday. The warrant was in response to numerous complaints about illegal activity, including a marijuana grow at the residence. A search of the premises turned up more than 36 pounds of processed weed and evidence of a recent harvest. They also found 12 firearms, high-capacity magazines for both rifles and handguns, and body armor. Officers also found nearly $8,000 in cash seized as a suspected drug proceeds and arrested two men, 24-year-old Jefferson Mycam and 22-year-old Somchan Kusinavong. Both men were arrested on numerous charges, including cultivation, possession, child endangerment, possession of assault weapons, and probation violations. Similar charges are expected to be filed against two adult females who were detained and then released at the scene to care for the children. The investigation continues, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, I don't even but it's, tell it's... me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a possible home invasion robbery in progress at a residence in the 1000 block of Holmes Flat Road yesterday. When deputies arrived on scene, they interviewed a 57-year-old male victim and his 56-year-old wife, who told deputies that when the husband answered the door, a man pointed a short-barreled shotgun at his face and demanded the man step outside. Instead, the man backed slowly into the residence while the wife and children fled the home through a back door. Once the husband reached a sliding glass doors, he too fled outside, leaving the suspect alone in the residence. The suspect then fled the scene and is described as an adult white male, about 5'9 to 5'10, 165 pounds, with short dark hair and wearing dark clothing. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Eureka Police and City Ambulance responded to a report of a vehicle-pedestrian collision in the 2100 block of Broadway yesterday evening. Officers interviewed the driver of a pickup truck who was headed northbound, as well as witnesses who reported the female victim attempted to cross the roadway outside of a crosswalk at night in foggy conditions and was struck by the pickup. The victim suffered severe injuries and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital before being airlifted to UC Davis Medical Center. The investigation is ongoing, but it appears the driver was operating his vehicle safely. The county registrar announced that a logic and accuracy test of the county voting machines will take place next Wednesday, the 17th. The county elections office tests ballots and voting machines ahead of each election to ensure that all ballot types are read correctly and that the voting machines are operating properly. And that's the news on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.